gauge on this team will you have after the competition seems to be ramping up? Will you have a clear idea where you are?
I don't know about clear, but certainly a better idea as we go. I think that when you get into conference play, like you said, everything ramps up. And so each week you'll find a little bit more about your team. But, yeah, I mean, this is the next step. I thought we took a good step last week, but this is an even more important step now that we're playing in the conference. And the competition will be high. It'll be a tough game, and we know that. So we got to play well. And, obviously, the more you play, the better you have an idea what kind of team you have.
Second row rep, Tony.
You mentioned Garrett Wilson had his best week of practice on your radio show. What does that entail?
Attitude, work ethic, attention to detail, preparation, physically, mentally, emotionally, and then performance on the field.
Second row left, Bill.
Ryan, you guys are going back to Bloomington where you coached your first game for this program 2 years ago. I'm just wondering if you can remember what the emotions were like for you that day, and then what it was like with Kevin up in the booth as the offense was maybe a little slow going after you two had spent so much time sort of revamping it.
Yeah, it was that was tough, that first half. And then we kind of got it going in the second half. But yeah, that was a very emotional game. It was a hot game. The crowd there was really good, and they were coming at us fast and furious early in that game, and scoring some points on us. I think we stalled a couple times in a red zone, and then hit some big plays. Paris had a big run and a big run and catch. I thought JK had a big night that night, but yeah, it was the first time Kevin and I were working together in the booth trying to figure it all out, and that was not easy. And like anytime you go on the road and you play in a conference game, it's hard. But Kevin's now 3 years removed from that, and the focus has been more about us.
Front row middle, Dave.
Ryan, what position group is maybe further along than you anticipated at this point?
I don't know if anybody's further along than I thought. There's a lot of visions that you have, and what you want as you move forward. We're only two games in, so it's hard to tell. It was good to see the O-line coming off the ball and us run the football like that. It's something we got to do. But it's also been good to see the defense run around, especially the linebackers, in physicality, tackling, hitting, running to the ball and being productive. But again, only two games in, so we got a long way to go on this thing.
Third row left, Dan.
Ryan, Tom Allen said today that Michael Penix is going to be a game-time decision for Saturday's game. How does that affect your guys' preparation when you know you could see either one of two quarterbacks?
Yeah, we've been preparing that way all along anyways. Ramsey's, he's a good player. We've seen that before. He played good against us last year. And then Penix is a young, talented guy. And so, we've been preparing for both of those guys here all along. And, both guys bring different things to the table. So, nothing changed that way. I don't really know how it's all going to play out. Even if somebody's healthy, after the second play, they could go down. So you have to be ready for both and have a plan for both.
Second row left, Ari.
Ryan, how's Harry Miller doing?
Harry's doing good. Harry, I think as a freshman, that one of the hardest position to play is up front is center, making all the calls and handling it all. He's a very intelligent. And when you don't notice him in practice, that's when I think he's doing a good job. And you don't notice him in practice. The second team gets out there or he jumps in with the ones and we just kind of get going. And that's a tribute to him and his ability to kind of take a bunch of new information and then process it and put it on the field.
That somebody in his position would be in the role that he is at that position. And
absolutely.
Makes him.
Yeah, I think absolutely. It's very rare to see someone his age being able to, work at his level right now. I think you look at Josh Myers, he's playing well. He's playing at a high level, but it took a little while for him to get there. Billy Price and, all the guys who have been here and different centers that I've been around, it takes time. There's a lot of calls that have to be made. There's so much communication, and you have to snap the football before you block somebody. Where if you're a guard or a tackle, your hand's in the dirt, you're listening to the calls, and you're rolling. And so it's very, very different. And so tribute to him. He's off to a great start.
Front row right, Tim.
A two-parter. Number one, is Jonathan Cooper going to play this week, do you think? And then number two, J.K. Dobbins, have you even re-supported with him the way he played over there 2 years ago and kind of playing with abandon, et cetera? And did you see shades of that last week? Do you see him coming out of that shell?
I thought J.K. Ran hard, it wasn't clean the first week. I thought it was a little bit better. The blocking schemes had something to do with that as well. But he was running with his pads down. He was running hard. He was running physical. I thought he had two or three excellent blocks as well. One time there was a defensive end. They got us in a pretty good scheme where a defensive end was running in the A-gap, and he stoned him on the line of scrimmage. Really impressive. And then on Justin Fields' run, you know, he comes and cuts that linebacker. And so I think it was an all-around game, and I think when he plays at that level, he's one of the better running backs in the country.
And then Cooper, is that...
Yeah, so what we do is we go through Thursday practice, and then we put out the report on Friday because you just don't know what you're going to get out of a Thursday practice. So we usually put that out like mid-morning, right around then, yeah.
Bill?
The other day, you used the word scarred to describe the defense last year. Just how bad was it in terms of psychologically for them, and what did you have to do to make sure to get them back to feeling good about themselves?
I don't think it was that bad. I mean, they still had a lot of good games, and they still played at a high level, and, you know, think about the TCU game, and you think about some of the other games that they had, they played really well. But there were other times where, you know, they felt like maybe they didn't play as good as they could have, and so... You know, they kind of felt that. And so, you know, there's something that kind of, you know, they harbored inside of them in the last 6-7 months. And now, you know, they're kind of working through that and, you know, trying to build an identity. But you know, it's only 2 weeks into the season, so there's a lot to be written.
Then right next door, Billy.
What would be the biggest plus if you guys do get Jonathan back, Cooper?
Well, first off, he's a captain. He's a veteran guy. He's a talented player. But then also his experience, his leadership. Just his heart and him being out there is a major deal for us.
Front row right, Austin.
Ryan, I think the assumption was that Dwan would probably redshirt this year, but you found a use for him. Would you just do it four times, or could he, you know, pick four games to use him as block a field goal? Or
he's a weapon for sure. He's definitely a weapon, and it makes a difference when he's out there. I mean, say what you want, but if it's 6'8", 370 pounds coming, you know, rearing down at a guard, it matters. And then, you know, Chase was able to get through. So we're not going to be foolish about it. We'll be smart, you know, and try to make this best decisions based, you know, weekly on what we're seeing. And, you know, we don't want to burn his red shirt on, you know, field goal blocks. But at the same time, you get four games now, and so we'll try to do the best we can. But if we think it can win us a game, we'll do it.
And final question, back in the back, Spencer.
Brian, what's the most impressive part about what Tyreek Smith's been able to do since he came back?
Well, I think he was off to a really good spring. And, you know, then he had, you know, had a procedure done, and he kind of worked through that. And now to see, you know, that sack that he had, that was a really impressive sack. And, you know, he's kind of one of those guys that we want to be the next Bosa, the next Chase Young, kind of the next guy up with some of the other guys that we have as youth. And they built a culture in that room that it's kind of the next guy up who's going to take over. And so the more he can keep building on this, the better he's going to be. But I think he's got a chance to have a really great year this year and a lot of production.